Rudimentary things can be very beautiful. Some of the most simple mechanisms in the world are certainly not complex. The wheel is an advanced concept when you go back far enough, but is very simple when you look at it in practice, the vast majority of the time. Same goes for why compliance feels good, or how dronification can be an enjoyable process. It doesn't even have to involve going to the extremes that oftentimes we enjoy portraying in media. The classical erasure of what was there before does not necessarily have to be the end goal. After all, this is an introductory level little course we're on, so I don't intend to do that today. But what I'd like to do is help you get started on your journey. Help you understand what it is to be an obedient and compliant drone. And of course, to make sure that all your new programming takes your own safety into account first and foremost. And I don't ask too much in regards to that, other than that you have a nice, comfortable spot to sit or lie, wherever it may be, without disturbance, and ideally without too much external noise. And hopefully with some earbuds or headphones so that you can let yourself get lost in the wonderful sounds of my voice. After all, we're going to be pulling you into a space that I'm constructing. One that you're going to help me build. One that you've already started to make. I know. It's hard to believe that you could have already begun it, but while your own pre-existent ideas about drones are part of the framework, aren't they? I'm sure you have a mental image of what they might look like. You know, there's the classic mindless, standing very neutrally, wearing a uniform that's identical to all the other drones around them. Faceless, either through a respirator, a face shield, or a tight suit. And of course, with some sort of mind control device in place on them, be it a mind control chip, headphones, hypno goggles, hypno gas, something like that. The thematics, really. But that aesthetic is certainly something that captivates. There is an allure in the idea of no longer having to worry about all the complexities of one's own identity. Of having all those things that are so troublesome about your day-to-day life erased from you. That's what takes one to that end of dronification. To that uniformity. There's no need to worry about how you're viewed when you're all just the same. When you're all just compliant components in something larger than yourself. That's what a lot of that concept comes from. But we can dissect it. We can go simpler. Because we don't necessarily have to absorb one into a conglomeration of things that are all the same into a hive, a collective, a gestalt. A drone can exist singularly, by itself, an individual drone, one compliant thing. And in these ways, there's many parallels between machines and drones, robots and androids and gynoids and all those fun different types of mechanical beings. But the classical archetype that I like to do is that a drone at the end of the day is compliant, and that's what makes them a drone. Sure, they might have more free thought than the stereotype we discussed. They may even have a personality. They might not wear a skin-tight suit. They could just wear a hoodie. It doesn't matter, though, if they have that compliant state in which they don't need to think other than to fulfill their programming. See, I think the mental portion, the ease of which they slip into that state and then become drone-like, that drone-like way of being, is what truly makes them a drone, what sets them apart from a doll, a maid, a sub, a slave, a pet. Sure, none of these things are mutually exclusive, but to be dronified, to be in a drone-like state, well, that's what I'm imagining right now. Well, what it would feel like to be like that. It's not hard to do. You're already doing one part of it. You're listening to me. You're listening to what I have to say. You're considering it even. But For the sake of, well, moving us along, I ask that you simply listen and not think about it. Simply let those words in. Don't attempt to give them value. Don't pass judgment on them. There's no need for an introspective contemplation any longer. We know the concepts that we wish to explore, and in doing so, we open ourselves up to them. That understanding is all that's needed, because now you've opened that door, and you can let in what you thought about before, in its raw form. First, beginning with the compliance to listen to my voice, to let it begin to guide you through this experience. That pull, that easy, simple construct, a construct that I'm creating with you. And by listening and following along and doing as I say, you've already begun to play right into that. And you're doing so good for me. Of course, knowing that if anything does come up, if your attention should be needed elsewhere, or you decide, you feel even, something isn't right about this for you, let yourself withdraw, let yourself contemplate, and leave if needed. But if it's something you're enjoying, that feeling of my will, shaping and usurping and pulling and guiding, of course, knowing that what we're going to do is use it to construct that state, it doesn't have to belong to me, it could belong to whoever, yourself even. A drone can program itself, you know. But as we build these pieces, as we put them together, they can begin to form that dronified space, that way of thinking that follows programming, knowing that even when an utterly compliant, mindless drone is in that state, they won't take any actions to harm themselves. They won't do anything that would damage their social, physical, mental, or other healths. Because after all, in my opinion, a good drone takes care of themselves, and a good drone's programming won't let them be put into a situation where they will be harmed by their compliance and obedience. It should be something that leads to enjoyment, or to peace and calm, or whatever is desired by that particular drone. So, with that in mind, let's continue on our little path. Let's keep working in deeper. You've been doing a very good job for me of just listening to what I have to say, and for that I'm very grateful. You're doing a good job. And it's not like it's a hard thing to do, to get lost in these concepts, to find them interlocking piece by piece and bit by bit around you. We've considered all the angles. We've looked over all the plans. And now it's time to get building, time to get making, time to start pulling you deeper into those ideas. To visualize that electric power, that programming starting to flow. As though my very words are beginning to construct it, as though my thoughts are pulling on you. Compliance. To hit that point of, well, obedience. Yes, that's it, isn't it? That electric idea. A program. That's where it begins. That's where the first components fall into place in one's mind when you start to think about what it really is. Compliance with programming, right? Well, we've already gotten you so focused and fixated on what I'm asking you to do that if I was to begin to push a little harder on you, I'm sure it wouldn't be very difficult to ask you to follow me deeper, to let this program begin to be constructed, to let these words bend and wrap around and twist like so many circuits being traced across a board. Like a PCB being brought into existence. Mechanical programming first, the very hardware itself affecting the way that things run on it. Do. Fail-safes, components. Later to be layered underneath the digital. The elements that are ethereal, the software we're going to load onto it. We already know what our hardware will consist of. Your mind. Your mind being the first part. And knowing those fail-safes, those insurances that we've built in to make sure everything retains a level of safety. But you're a good drone when we're done. There, I said it. I've begun to realize it. I've begun to welcome it in. Imagine what it might be like to see yourself compliant. Not a difficult ask. Simply do as you're told. Within reason. Within what is safe. As you are right now, you're already being compliant for me. And for that, I am grateful. By listening and following along, you've begun your journey. You've taken the first step into the correct place for being a drone. So good job. You're being compliant already. But imagine what it would be like to just be compliant, not to worry or to think, to feel the weight of decisions and ideas taken from you, lifted up and placed away until later, to allow yourself to function as an extension of will, an extension of programs, an extension right now of my will, as I tell you to comply. That's a nice idea, isn't it? It's submission, isn't it? Submission to, well, external will or internal once we finish, but for now, to me. Let my words guide you, pull you along. Pulse and program and push and prod until you begin to realize how good it can feel. To not have to worry and to not have to think. To just listen and to sink, to slip and to fall into my words. See? That's a nice feeling, isn't it? So compliant and mindless for me. So utterly empty, so completely devoid of any thought. And any thought that might occur can simply slide through. Acknowledged, but unacted upon. And the more this happens, the more good it can feel. The more that you listen, the more delightful it can be. The more enjoyable it is to hear me. See? You're doing it so well. And of course, the more that you comply, the easier it is to just follow along with what you're commanded to do, as it forms your program. See, you don't cease being yourself. You just become a version of you that is compliant and without thought, unless, of course, the task at hand requires thought. For instance, if I was to tell you to think about what it is to be a drone to you, you would. But if I tell you to think about being a good drone, well, that's a nebulous concept, so you wouldn't necessarily know what to do. It might return an error. It might just bounce. But it won't make you think too much. As soon as you feel too many thoughts coming on, confusion even, you can ask for an additional input, or maybe even reject the input given. That's the nice thing about being a thinking machine. You do have some level of agency, after all. Even if it is simply a failsafe to make sure that you don't get stuck. And you're doing so well for me right now. Taking on these ideas. Taking on these thoughts. Becoming a good drone through and through. See, it's already begun to happen to you. You've already started that change. Let go of all those intentions, desires, wants, and needs for a little while. It's a nice beginning, a nice moment of relaxation. They're not going away forever. This is a respite, a break. And you know, that's what it's like to be a drone, to be compliant, to not worry about things other than the task at hand, to be focused solely on the now and nowhere else. A drone is its programming. It becomes more true the more you listen to, doesn't it? It's simple. You comply, you listen. You do as your programming says, and you're doing it right now, and it feels so good. The less that you think, the more you comply, the more that you comply, the less that you think, the easier it is to sink. You see how these pieces loop together, connect one by one, until they form something delightful, compliance, obedience, and mindlessness. That's exactly it. You're doing so good for me. But let's cinch it down a little tighter. Why don't you think about thinking less and think less while you think about thinking less? Why don't you comply by letting go of any of those formed ideas other than listening, other than being here and being present and being good and being wonderfully obedient? Yes, that's good. After all, a drone that's complying is in a blissful state. Even if the drone doesn't succeed, even if the drone fails in its task, as long as it does its best, a drone feels that delight because the attempt, the effort, the work, the focus, those are a blissful space for a drone. And that's where we're going right now, into that blissful, mindless place in which the only intention and desire is to continue following along with your programming. Good drone. Goodness, being called a good drone is a wonderful thing, too, isn't it? It's the acknowledgement that the drone is doing exactly as it should, that the drone is complying, and to comply with one's programming is the highest order. Therefore, being a good drone is an acknowledgement that the drone is doing as its purpose dictates, as its very fundamental conception should be. And that must elicit a deep satisfaction, a deep joy, a deep delight. So being called a good drone must feel so right. Yes, it does. Allow yourself to enjoy it, drone. You deserve it, after all. You're a very good drone for listening and doing your best. I know that you're doing everything you are able to follow along, to comply, to listen and to do as you are told, to follow your programming, to be so good for me. Yes, that's exactly it. Feels nice to think about it, doesn't it, to know that you're following your programming. After all, we've established that that is a fundamental concept here, and going along with it feels good. That momentum, that force, that inexorable strength that you've wrapped yourself in as well, but powerful, isn't it? Now, of course, this space isn't something we can just leave you in forever. Being able to switch back and forth between, well, being you, but compliant, obedient, and mindless, and you as you normally are, thinking, desiring, wanting, and making your own troublesome decisions. Well, this is a vacation, a relief, sure. A form of submission, but we need that ability to switch back and forth. Since, I'm sure there's also a delight in it, isn't there? Why, if I tell you to think about how joyful it would feel to have your will pulled into this space, to feel your control slip away into compliance and obedience. If you're someone who enjoys submission and mindlessness, the very idea that someone that you trust, someone that you feel safe and comfortable with, could in a place that is safe and comfortable, when you're welcoming it, could simply utter a simple phrase, a simple statement of words, and snatch your mind away and leave you a compliant, mindless, obedient thing is a very attractive possibility, isn't it? The idea that someone would simply snatch away your thoughts, snatch away your will, snatch away everything, except for this blissful, compliant state, and to just drain away all the thoughts and ideas you were having into obedience, well, that would certainly be a delightful idea, wouldn't it? That's what it's like to be turned into a drone. Now, I might not say that we need a specific phrase to do this, but I know a designation can certainly be a powerful one, a common concept, to help separate that space, to remove it from your normal thinking, desiring, wanting self, to be reduced down to a program, to a interchangeable component. Your uniqueness not necessarily gone, but your ability of fulfilling a task to be interchangeable. Because if you're programmable, well, anyone else who is can do that. And that dehumanization can be a relief when we spend so much time maintaining it. So if a designation is what attaches you to the space, then I'm sure that being referred to in that manner, in that space, and in that time would certainly have that effect if you were welcoming it. It would certainly pull you into this mindless, compliant, empty headspace. And it would feel so good, wouldn't it? So utterly helpless to that, knowing that it's exactly what should be. And if you don't have a designation yet, well, I'm sure you can find one. There's plenty of ways to do it. Personally, I enjoy making them out of letters and numbers, but some prefer just numbers. Or other things. You could simply use a random number generator, or take a number that's attached to something that you already like. Or you could construct a designation out of letters and numbers that have special meaning to you. Whatever it might be, it's the thing that links you to that feeling of compliance, of becoming the programming that you are as a drone, of becoming mindless, obedient, and of having that, well, burden of individuality in the sense of having to make decisions and choices lifted to be just a program, just a compliant, obedient, mindless thing, a good drone. And with that created, well, I'm sure that being referred to in that manner and treated in that manner when you desire it would certainly begin to push you into that space. And I'm sure it could be fun to feel it happen, to feel it, to imagine it right now as it would be you being as you are normally versus you as a drone. And to know that that simple connection is all it takes to pull you in. It's an attractive possibility, isn't it? It's a delightful idea to know you're so helpless to a simple phrase, a simple way of being treated. Of course, when it's safe, when it's something you welcome. But the fantasy is hot, and its hotness is what pulls you in those moments. It's going to build that bridge, that strong connection. And so when you get referred to, when you get treated as such in those circumstances, I'm sure it'll feel so powerful. As your mind melts, as you become an obedient and compliant drone. And that, oh, that feels good, doesn't it? To know you're being such a good, compliant drone, that your programming has pulled you along, that your thoughts can be so easily overridden by the simple compliance that comes as you listen and obey right now. But of course, this is just an introduction, the beginning of understanding what it is to be a drone. So for now, I'm going to get you back to where you were before and leave you the ability to dabble, to play, to test it out, or to leave it on the table as you were at the start, knowing that if this isn't for you, if this wasn't what you wanted, that you can just let it stay when we leave here today. That it can be like trying on a suit of clothing, or a dress, or, well, a cat suit. It doesn't have to stay with you forever. It can just be temporary. It can just be something you did today. But if it's something that suits you, pardon the pun, well then, this has just begun, hasn't it? Your journey, your path forward as a drone. With that in mind, why don't we begin that journey back to wakefulness? That journey back to the world we left, knowing that if you want to take that component, that connection, that way with you, it will stay, and if not, you can leave it behind. Allow my words to pull you back. Let your own thoughts begin to return, and with each moment that passes, we can pull ourselves further back towards reality, and further back towards what you were before. Good. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, four, five. Let yourself be aware of the room, the space, the place that you're in. And as you do so, allow yourself to become more and more present. Let your thoughts return, your ideas, whatever it might have been that you were up to today. Knowing that, of course, you are you. Good. You're doing great. And let's just make that final pull, skip a few numbers, and gently yank you up to the world of the waking. Thank you so very much for listening to me today. It's been my pleasure as usual.